I was on my way home from work, right? And I call my dad and he picks up and I'm like, "Yo, dad, did you see what happened in the Champions League today?" He's like, "Yeah, Antonio, Liverpool through." And I'm like, "Yeah," and that is actually, guys, my dad's accent. "Yeah, Liverpool through." So I'm like, "Yeah, man, yeah, dad, Mane came up clutch for them today with 2 goals and stuff like that." And then he goes, No, Antonio, no, I don't like Mane." And I'm like, "Dad, what are you talking about? He just scored 2 goals and you like Liverpool because of Salah and everything." He's like, "Exactly, Antonio. Mane, he's very, very jealous of Salah. Very jealous." I'm like, "Yo, dad, what are you talking about? They're doing great and like they're passing each other the ball." No, Antonio. Mane is very self. He's very selfish player. Very self. He don't pass to Salah. He's jealous." I'm like, "Dad, enough of this." And I just hung up. But yeah, that was just a fun quick story that happened today, actually, on the phone. But welcome back, everybody, to another Pharaoh's Halftime.
Bada bing, bada boom. Realest dudes in the room. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Shout out to my boy Enzo Amore. Always my cruiserweight champion.
Yes,
Forever.
our cruiserweight
The
champion.
champion we deserve. What's it called? We needed but did not we deserve. Just like how the New York Giants didn't deserve Odell Beckham Jr. And David Gettleman, like the fat slob that he is, decides to trade him off to the
The
Cleveland
Browns.
Degenerates.
The Browns.
That team is going to implode. But regardless, you trade our best wideout. I'm not going to go off. This is Pharaoh's Halftime.
Pharaoh's halftime, Anton.
If we're talking soccer today, I'm
It's
not going to
not Pharaoh's touchline.
talk any more football. I know, shout out to our buddy Mike, who is a Liverpool fan and a Cowboys fan, who's probably laughing his ass off right now over this. But regardless, welcome back, folks. We have another jam-packed week.
Yep.
Europa League,
Champions
Champions
League.
League, Premier League, a bunch of big games, and we're on the cusp of beginning the international break. Honestly, it's well needed because I want my mornings back so I could sleep.
But I always thought that you weren't a fans of international break. You never watched the matches
I don't know.
anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I want my mornings back.
Just so you could sleep in.
Exactly.
Hey man, you're a Chelsea fan through thick and thin. I'm a Spurs fan through thick and thin. If that shit is at 4 in the morning, you know I'm getting my candy ass up and waking up for that shit.
Honestly, no, I used to be, I'm not gonna lie, I used to be like that, but with the cusp of DVR, I realized in my current age, my health comes first.
Yeah, I don't got no DVR. We got some Arabi Nile TV box.
Same here. Ours has the hard drive, and you hook up
Yeah,
with the hard drive, and
exactly.
you just record that way. It works, regardless. But like, at the end of the, like, don't get me wrong, I do enjoy getting up for the occasional early ass game.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not worth it, you know?
It's
Because
worth it.
if they win,
If they win, yes.
but
If they lose or
if they
tie, it does kind of ruin the entire day.
exactly. But
I agree.
plus, do you really want to risk being tired? Yeah, maybe you'll get the euphoria rush if they win, but like if they lose, you're gonna be
All
like
right,
feel
this is
like
what
shit.
happens, right? Let's say you wake up at like 7:30 in the morning for like
No, I'm
Chelsea.
not talking 7:30 in the morning. I'll wake up 7:30 in the morning.
Oh,
I already
like
wake up by
earlier?
5. Yeah, I already wake up. I'm talking about like an early game. Like, say if I live.
Like 5 a.m.
Yeah, if you're living on like the West. Like, by the way, shout out to our West Coast listeners.
Word.
You guys are the real MVPs for doing this.
Exactly. So you
Living in
guys get.
Arizona, California, you guys get a free pass. You guys are the real troopers. I can't even be mad at y'all. If you're complaining about the games a lot or like how the team's playing, you have every right because you know what? If you watch every game, you're waking up and you're trooping through that.
Yep,
I
because
salute you.
7:30 in the morning here means what? Like 4:30 in the
4:30 in
morning?
the morning over there.
Oh my god. Credit to them, man.
Yeah,
Props.
credit props to them.
Props to the West.
Yep. Best of well, the West is the best right now in terms of sports. The West is best in everything. I
Yeah,
mean,
NBA
basketball,
and all
NBA,
the whole deal.
NBA, man, jeez.
But dude, let's we mentioned one of them. You said
Yes, we know. Play the cue the music.
Yep, you're not supposed to ruin it.
I
You're
just
supposed
did.
to let me bask in my ambience. I don't even know what that means, but I got it from White
Ambience,
Chicks.
ambience is
I
you
know,
know, you
like,
delight, you emanate.
yeah, I got it from White Chicks. All right, basking in the ambience.
Really? You got that word from White Chicks?
White Chicks. When he was eating with the other White Chicks girl. What's that guy's name?
Cue the music.
I actually don't know what song I like better, the Champions League song or the one that what's his name, Terry Crews, was singing in White Chicks. Making my way
A
downtown,
Thousand Miles by Vanessa
walking.
Carlton,
Yeah.
which is an absolute classic.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're botching it.
That's one of the songs. If it comes on, if you're your boys and that song comes on, you have to sing it.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on you if you don't sing it or deny it, because you damn well know you're lying to yourself.
Let's not destroy a classic like the guy from Rush Hour 2 was destroying that Michael Jackson, "You Don't Stop Till You Get Enough."
Yes.
Hey, closer.
A banana. I wanna make a baby. You heard that. He's like, "I wanna make a baby." And that's the part where they cut to Chris Tucker going, "Boo! He's moving a classic."
Yeah. Get your ass off the damn stage, boy. Like,
yo, he's gonna be the next Friday from what I read online.
Yeah, apparently there's Rush Hour 4, but
they've been saying we're getting Rush Hour 4 for 10 years, bro. I don't wanna Rush Hour 3 was so botched.
Yeah.
Plus Chris Tucker, he's funnier when he's skinny.
Yeah, he used to curse, and he don't curse anymore.
He needs to drop the weight.
Or cuss anymore. Cuss. But yeah, man.
Moving on to Champions League. Let's talk about the last four results.
Bro, you see how your room right here is nice and clean?
Yeah.
You probably, pick up a sweep and, sweep it from now and then, or I don't know who does. But that's exactly what Manchester City did to Schalke, and it was absolutely disgusting, because Schalke, all respect to them, but they're, 16th, 17th in the fucking Bundesliga. They might even go down to the second Bundesliga.
How the mighty have fallen.
Or whatever you call
it. Yeah.
But 7-0, and you're in the knockout stage of the Champions League Cup, At least score an away goal. 7-1, I would have accepted. 7-0? Like, bro, I if you would have gotten, Aston Villa from the championship, they would have put up a better show than Manchester.
Oh, 100%. 100% they would have. All championship teams would have put in a bigger fight.
Oh, my God.
You go watch an FA Cup game or a Carabao Cup game, they're giving their all against these big league Premier League teams.
Yeah, and again, no disrespect to Schalke, but
Put up a fight, guys. Jeez.
That's another thing. This is actually, besides Eintracht Frankfurt, who we're going to talk about them in the Europa League, this is the first out of many years that the last eight of the Champions League does not have a German team. Can you believe that? No Bayern, no Dortmund.
I mean, the German leagues really have to start looking at themselves and start reinforcing and try to attract big-name talent back to the Bundesliga. Because, about all the big-name talents, the only two teams that have them are really
Dortmund and Bayern. Yeah,
yeah. It's a two. What's it called? But if you have La Liga, they still have some big names around too.
See, but the thing is with Bundesliga is that I feel like it's a league for players to start, not where players are attracted to go, in their prime.
I know a very good a loyal listener who's not gonna be liking the things you're saying.
I'm sorry, but let's say for example, I'm trying to think, Adrian Rabiot, for example. You know, he's a bad boy, has a bad attitude, all this stuff. We all know he's leaving PSG.
Yeah.
In his mind, in the top of, is this the first thing that's going to come to his mind? Hey, let me go to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Do you think that's going through his mind?
No, 100% no.
Exactly. Which is why I'm saying, it's good for players to start their careers off. Pulisic, all these academy kids in the United States that are doing, they're all going to the Bundesliga to get their name going. So I do give them credit for building stars.
Yeah.
But to, for stars to go there, that's where they need to improve.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's where they need to improve. And it really showed this year in the Champions League. Because to not have Bayern or Dortmund in the round of, at least in the quarterfinals.
It's a damn shame.
It's a shame. And it shows now kind of the shift in power, because now we have four English teams in the
2 years ago, we could barely get an English team go.
Last time was apparently 2008, where we had four English teams in the quarterfinals.
Was it 2008?
Yeah, it's been that long.
Oh man.
Yeah. So see, props to English football for getting their shit back together.
Don't forget, English football also had that big TV deal money.
Yeah.
So that also helped a lot in getting these big name talents out there. Liverpool.
Exactly.
They got an influx of cash.
Yep.
City's always had cash. Manchester United only just started spending the big bucks after Louis van Gaal left.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else is there? So, Tottenham. Tottenham, they just have this system that Pochettino is just a great youth coach, and he just builds up players.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't necessarily spend, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. It's correct. Just they've just had progress over the past few years, and they've gotten their things together. Now, the Bundesliga has to look at this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Bundesliga works.
Mm-hmm.
If they all the owners meet up in other teams too, they probably have to be thinking to themselves we can never let this happen again.
Exactly, and let's actually shift gears to the Bayern Liverpool game, because I thought I was watching some of the game and when Bayern tied it up, even though it was an own goal, like, you're in the Allianz arena, right? You have all the crowd hyped behind you. Even though, you know, it was an own goal, who cares? A goal's a goal,
yeah.
Right? You're one goal away from knocking out last year's finalist. You couldn't, like, change anything up? You couldn't give some more effort? Like, I feel for Bayern fans because, like, on paper, they're one of the strongest teams. But this year you know,
here's the thing.
Something's got to change.
First off, I'll start with the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Neuer. Ever since his leg injury, he just hasn't been the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go. My guess is either you go Bayern board, goes all out for either two goalkeepers I have in mind.
Oblak
or Ter Stegen. I mean, Ter Stegen's going to be harder to get because he's a
partner. Oh, yeah.
But, or you could go for a Jasper Cillessen. Plays the same style of sweeper keeper that Manuel Neuer, with his feet, that they love.
Yeah.
I mean,
they could even go for Hugo Lloris, even though I wouldn't like that.
You know who they could go for too? And actually, no, they wouldn't go for him because Thibaut Courtois, because Keylor Navas is back and they're gonna.
Nah, probably not.
I think we'll go on to that later. We'll go on to the Zidane thing later.
Yeah, yeah. But it's. I mean, props to Liverpool. I think Klopp got the tactics right over Kovac, so they're through.
Yep. Barcelona, crazy. Lyon, it was like another Man City shotgun. They barely put a fight. I mean, Lyon put a little bit of a fight.
They put a lot of fight into the first leg. If they would have at least, like, I don't know, if they would have scored the first goal, maybe things would have changed.
Yeah.
And they even sort of, they all actually almost came back.
They just gave out. You just tell they gave out.
It was 2-0, and that's when they got their one away goal, and it made it 2-1. But,
yeah.
Like, if they lose, they're another great team. But, like,
they're still a work in progress. I think they're still a work in progress.
Yeah, but if they are going to stay, you know, at least competing in the Champions League and maybe even pushing for Ligue 1, they have to keep their key players. Depay now is key. Fekir is key.
Bertrand Traoré.
Traoré is key. All these players are key.
Yeah.
So if they're gonna build and continue to impress like they have been this year, it's been a hell of a run for them. They have to maintain their squad and add on,
yeah.
add more quality.
Ronaldo, let's go to the match of the week. You can, after watching this performance, you can't say, if you hate him so much, okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
But you cannot, you're lying if you say he is, if not, the greatest of all time.
Unbelievable. He carried it's really unbelievable.
That team. He carried that team, yes, but you can't, like, take it away from Bentancur. He played a hell of a game, too.
All of them played a hell of a game.
Chiellini, hell of a game.
Yeah.
Szczesny, yes. Szczesny played an amazing game.
Yeah.
So it's like Mandzukic making his case why he's like
the still, perfect. Still got it.
Yeah, he still got it. So that was a phenomenal game.
Three goals. A hat trick to come back from a deficit against Atletico, mind you, who has one of the best defensive records like in the world right now.
Yeah.
To score three goals in that game.
The first goal started with a Morata blunder, gave the ball away.
Yep.
And I forgot who it was that gave that cross to Ronaldo.
Cancelo.
Cancelo, yes. Ronaldo looked like, when you watch him the camera angle, he looked like he was like jumping, like diving into a pool. Like not diving.
Yeah.
But like jumping. Like it was almost like a Van Persie header, but from a shorter distance.
Was that the first goal or second goal?
First goal.
I don't know if it was Cancelo then.
I don't think it was.
Cancelo's second goal.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I forgot who it was, but it looked like he was like about to frog splash someone. And like he dropped. So I forgot who it was that fell next to him. And you just see Ronaldo like, whenever he does that,
yeah.
In Madrid, no one ever did it with him.
No. Everybody does it in that stadium.
Yeah, like they're so behind the guy and like, I think Ronaldo's the happiest he's been in years.
Exactly. And you can tell.
He's loving, first off, he's loving life in Italy. He's at a team who doesn't criticize the shit out of him for every little move he makes like he did in Madrid.
Yep.
Like Juventus fans are very, very, they're patient.
Exactly. In Madrid fans or Juve fans, you mean?
Juve fans.
Yeah, I think you said Madrid fans.
But no, I'm sorry. if I did say Madrid fans, I'm sorry. I meant Juve fans.
Yeah.
Second off, why I think Ronaldo's the happiest been in years. Have you seen his wife?
Yeah. I've seen her. Oh
my God. Go on her Instagram, folks. If you're feeling lonely one night, you got this.
Oh, God. Let's not go there. Third thing, one other third reason is he's probably drinking delicious coffee like I am right now. Lavazza.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. I hope I pronounced that right.
I think you did.
Lavazza. It's like Lavezzi, one of my old, very...
It's better than Illy coffee. I think Illy, Illy, that other Italian coffee, that is trash. That's that, like, their shit. They try to get the millennials to drink to be all cool and shit, and they go on Instagram and market it. Stick with Lavazza. That's the one the old school Italians drink.
I feel like Maurizio Sarri right now. All I need is a cigarette right here, but I don't know if I can smoke in your house. I don't smoke in general.
We'll go get hooks later.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, and it's just, he's just so damn happy, and he's playing so well. I mean, granted, Juventus haven't been playing the best because that midfield.
He picked up the spirit, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Now I'm contemplating to myself, right? I always thought, and I still agree, and this is obviously debatable, I still think Messi is the greatest player to ever live. But after that performance, it's not even that, like...
Everyone thought that Ronaldo was good because of La Liga. It was easy. Exactly. But no, he proved it.
And now I'm thinking to myself, okay, let's say Messi goes to Manchester United, for example, who are in, you know, there's still this rebuilding phase. Let's say Messi goes to Manchester United. This is never going to happen. But will Messi be able to do the same thing that Cristiano Ronaldo is doing right now?
They're body the shit out of him. You'll have a team like West Brom having 11 men behind just bodying bodying him so bad. He'll get bodied.
Cristiano Ronaldo's physical game is so impressive and so it's like
a freak of nature.
Exactly. I think they did some sort of like test.
The Juventus doctors when they were doing the medical.
Yeah.
They did a couple tests. They said that Cristiano Ronaldo is a 33-year-old with the... I think he's 33?
34, I think now.
He's a 34-year-old with the body of a 23-year-old.
Yeah, like 10 years younger.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel 10 years older.
What do I
do?
he's like Scott Steiner, a genetic freak!
Yeah, he is. Bro, this guy is insane, man. Yeah, this guy is insane. But yeah, man, you never know now. Juventus might go all out and win it because... It seems like it's Cristiano Ronaldo's trophy to lose.
I'm calling it. Juventus-Barcelona final. That will be a good-ass game because it could finally
Messi,
be...
Messi versus Barcelona.
Messi versus Ronaldo one more time. The end of an era.
That sounds like Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. Triple H versus The Undertaker.
Yes.
With Shawn Michaels in the middle.
But even though they came back 10 years later at Crown Jewel, and that was one of the worst matches I've ever watched.
Let's not talk about WWE.
Coming for more foreshadowing, coming soon, another podcast by your favorite duo, but this time for wrestling. When? TBA.
TBA. But, like I said, man, Cristiano Ronaldo, to score 3 goals against Atletico Madrid.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I can't even think of how difficult of a word that is, because, like I said, Atletico, the solid-ass defensive keeper, I really don't know.
The funniest part of the night was... Ronaldo doing Simeone's
celebration, grabbing his crotch, and
he's doing it's like something. I feel like Simeone probably watched a lot of Attitude WWE during the 90s during the Attitude era, so he's doing a lot of the suck it, the Degeneration X thing. So I'm like, he's like,
but crazy, man.
Oh
crazy.
My god, and just the mocking.
And I'm sure you heard the draw came out today for the
I'm sure you heard. Bro, that was the first thing I saw when I woke up on my phone.
Apparently, you know, I was talking to Anton yesterday, and there was apparently a leaked picture. I don't know who took the picture, but it seems like it was fixed. Because the leaked fixtures was, I believe it was Manchester United versus Spurs, Liverpool versus Ajax,
and
Porto versus Juventus, and who am I missing here? City versus Porto, I think. No.
It was Liverpool versus Porto.
Yeah, that's the one right now. I'm talking about the leaked photos.
Oh, the leak. Let me pull it up, actually.
Yeah, let's pull it up. I just want to show you that I think they found out about it, and I think because...
Well, it was all over Reddit yesterday. They had to have found out about
it. Yeah, so I think because they found out, they just minorly switched it.
Yeah, so it was Liverpool, Ajax.
Yeah.
Juve, Porto.
Yep.
Man U, Tottenham. And Barcelona, Man City.
See, that would have been awesome because you have two possible finalists in Barcelona and Manchester City going head-to-head in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
But now I feel like they re-examined everything. And the way they did the bracket, I feel like they put the top four teams, like which you know are probably Liverpool, Manchester City, Barcelona, and Juventus, as like kind of away from each other.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having them all on one side of the bracket, they're having two and two separately.
In the end, they want UEFA, two big clubs to be the final.
And the final, yeah.
Because it just means more dinero and more revenue and more ratings and more commercials. So it's just...
Let's actually go through them one by one, and let's get each other's opinion on what do you think. Let's go with Liverpool-Porto first.
Liverpool-Porto.
This is actually a rematch from last year's Champions League, yes. But they versed them in the round of 16.
Yeah.
And Liverpool absolutely, like, swept the floor with them. I think they won, like, 5 or 6-0 yes, away
this
from
is a Liverpool. This is a different Porto team this year, so I think Porto's going to put up a fight, and also Liverpool are a bit, they're a bit volatile in form. And it's one day they're good, one day they're playing like crap, exactly. One day they're good. So we don't know which Liverpool we're going to get going to Porto.
And I think it's a big advantage for Porto that they have their home leg as a second leg.
Exactly.
You know, if they get an away goal at Anfield, which I can see happening.
It can happen at Anfield.
You never know what might happen at the Dragão, or I don't know how the hell you pronounce it.
Dragão. Dragão. Like, the Portuguese have like a ow.
Yeah, I always wanted to learn how to speak Portuguese.
I wanted to too, but it's like a mixture of French and Spanish, and that's just mad work.
Yeah.
I'm just lazy. I got to first brush up on my Arabic.
I'm good on Arabic, man.
Yeah, because you work in an office full of Arabs. What the hell do you expect?
I don't know, bro. My Arabic was trash before that. But anyway, so who do you think is going to take that tie? Liverpool, Porto?
I'm going to go on a whim. Porto? I'm going to go for the dark horse.
Really?
I'm going to go for the dark horse.
Interesting. So you think Liverpool can knock out a giant in Bayern Munich, but they can't get past Porto?
Like I said, their form is very, very volatile.
It's true. I mean, if you do look at it on paper, Porto may have had the better form than Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to count that out, but I'm gonna say Liverpool narrowly get through.
All right, that's also doable. That's also doable.
Let's go. I think it's going to be the tie of the you know, this round.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the tie of the round being Ajax and Juventus.
That's going to be a good game. We saw that Juventus took... Whenever I saw Dušan Tadić play Real Madrid,
yeah.
I always thought of that. I saw a meme, and it made perfect sense with that meme. That mm-hmm. meme was from Black Panther, where you see Killmonger when he's challenging... Oh my god, I forgot his name. What the hell is Black Panther's name?
Oh, like his real life name?
No. Regardless, he's challenging the Black Panther. Yeah. He's T'Challa.
Okay, got it.
T'Challa. He's challenging T'Challa to the throne. So when he murks him, he's on the ground. And he's like, is this your king? Is this... was Dušan Tadić to get to whoever the main man in Madrid is. Right? To Sergio Ramos.
Yeah.
He's just like, is this your king? This your king?
Take that.
So... I could see Ajax
doing the same thing with Ronaldo.
I wouldn't call Ronaldo the king of Juventus right now.
Well,
I
could see him with that last hat trick and getting them through to this. I would.
He's a general at this point.
What, Chiellini?
He's Juve through and through.
Yeah, but let's talk about more recent
box office.
Box office.
Let's talk about box office.
So you're right. Almost his box office. On that team right now.
Let's agree to disagree on that.
Okay, fine.
But. I could see Dušan Tadić giving them a very hard time, especially when they're
not
so
only
weak.
Him, bro. They have some talent, man. They have that kid Ziyech.
Ziyech, yep.
They have Devin Nieres. They have a young striker in Dolberg that comes on, you know, off the bench and does work.
They got rid of this is they're playing so well after they got rid of Frankie De Jong. Don't forget about that.
No, he's still playing.
Is he still playing?
He's still playing. He signs with Barcelona, but in the summer.
Oh,
he's in there. He's doing great.
I haven't watched an Ajax game.
You know which player that nobody's mentioning, and he's kind of doing it work. Daley Blind, who left Manchester United for Ajax, and look where he's at now. He's doing good.
Wasn't he captain before?
Of Man United?
No. Where did he play on Ajax before, way before that?
I think so.
Yeah, he was captain way back then, right?
Maybe. But he's doing good. He's in the quarterfinals of the Champions League, man. Who do you think is going to take that? It's got to be Juve, right?
It's going to be Juve because they have the better defense.
Yeah.
They have a better defense than Real Madrid, too. It's much more organized. I could see Allegri going to a back three of this game.
Yeah.
With Cancelo and Sandro. Is Sandro still injured, or is he? He hasn't been playing much.
I don't think he's. I don't think he played that game with against Atletico.
Yeah, but I could see him going with the back three. Like going the back three, back five, just to try to keep it. Because that midfield is just too weak, and it's a fresh like midfield compared to the midfield. The only fresh like guy is Pjanic, but like you have Khedira and
Matuidi, your boy.
Yeah,
Matuidi Femme on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
remember that. My man looks up his
wife's. You have no wife's photos on your phone, man?
He has to look it up on Google on Valentine's Day and post it and not have the decency to crop out that he looked it up on Google. It says Matuidi Femme in freaking French on the top. Which means, I'm sure it means wife.
It does. It does mean wife, but dude, my God.
But you know what's funny about this tie? I think it might be a similar scenario to what happened with Ajax and Real Madrid. Because Ajax have the home game first. they might lose 2-1, for example, like they did against Real Madrid, yeah, and then go absolutely off and away leg. So you never know. I'm not counting Ajax out, but again, I'm going to say that Juve are going to go through.
All right, I can see that happening. I can see Juve going through too, but
so you have, I wouldn't you count have Ajax one, out. You have one upset in Porto. I have no upsets yet.
All right.
Let's do Manchester United-Barcelona. That's going to be a hell of an interesting tie. That's also.
Gerard Piqué came out saying today, I'm coming to my second favorite stadium in the world.
Yeah.
So
and he's coming home. Technically, that's where he started.
He's where he started. Well, he left La Masia, and he's went to Man United. He was on their second, on their B team for a while. Then Ferguson called him up, played a lot of cup games over there.
Yep.
So it's like a homecoming. He just made the played enough games to win the Premier League medal.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's going to be a... It's going to be a bittersweet homecoming for
PK.
For PK.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to seeing Messi at Old Trafford. I want to see how he plays there.
He's never played at Old Trafford?
I'm sure he has, but like, yeah, so I'm about it's to been say. A while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Because like I don't think Manchester United have gone this far in the Champions League for, what, a couple of years now?
Yeah, a couple of years. Since the Ferguson days.
Exactly. So it's been, what, like 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah.
So
more than 5 years.
I'm really excited to see Messi. I was excited when we got Barcelona just because Messi is going to come to Wembley. Yeah. And he just absolutely tore us apart. But yeah. that also kind of goes back
Messi
to my...
Messi just loves playing in England. He always tears it up over there.
See, but that kind of... disagrees with what we were saying earlier. Like West Brom is going to body them. See, I think he can.
When he plays against big clubs play attacking football. You look at the smaller clubs like West Brom, Aston Villa.
They play defensive. Burnley.
Sunderland. They all have... You see a big name? Look at Eden Hazard, Harry Kane, Dele Alli. Yeah. All those guys, they play like 11 in the back.
Yeah.
That's why like it's so much more fun watching two small clubs go out at each other because they're willing to rip each other's heads off.
Exactly. When and the defense club, is shaky anyway.
When a big club plays a small club, the it's small club defense. Is always going to be defensive. That's always how it is. It's always will be like that.
That's true. They're never willing to take the risk and play with two strikers up top against Barcelona.
Like, exactly.
What are you, crazy? They'll fire the coach.
Exactly.
So that's going to be an interesting tie. I actually wanted, according to the leaked draw, I wanted Manchester United. I wanted that leak to confirm because I felt like if we were to get an English team, I felt like Manchester United would be the one that we can beat. But we ended up on the other side of Manchester in blue and Manchester City, and that's going to be my upset. I believe that Spurs are going to beat Manchester City. I'm trying my hard not to be biased, but I feel like this is going to be a repeat of last year where Manchester got knocked out in the quarterfinals by an English team, which was Liverpool. So, I'm going Spurs are taking it. Narrowly also, but they're taking it.
All right.
Spurs in the Champions League semifinals. What do you say? How do you like them apples, Anton? How do you like them? Where Chelsea at? Yeah, where Chelsea? Oh, Europa League.
I was going to say, I would rather Spurs than City. But then Spurs get knocked out in the semis. Because I'm still convinced that they're fucking throwing everything for City. Yes. But, like, it's the lesser of two evils to me, so fuck it, Spurs. I don't want Pep to win another because I'm still under this conviction that, like, Pep is being protected by the FA and UEFA because if he doesn't win the number of trophies he should be a coach of his caliber,
exactly.
Should be winning, he'll look like the greatest fraud to ever come. Like, he'll just look like, it's like his jockstrap was always held by Messi, Iniesta, and Xavi.
Like, so do you think that UEFA looked at this and said... We think that the weakest team in this round of eight is Tottenham.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could see that too.
I could see them, and not
Porto or Ajax.
Yeah, I could because I could see that being that petty to Spurs.
Yeah. Like UEFA. Like, oh, they're not supposed to be here. Let's just
yeah, exactly, City. Exactly. Because like you look at Porto and Ajax, they've won Champions Leagues before.
Yeah, Spurs are like this. I can't believe I'm talking about Spurs in the Champions League quarterfinals.
Exactly.
This is a big improvement for the whole organization.
Yeah, so it's a big improvement for you guys, but they want City to win it because they're like the Arabs, the Sheikhs, and they're eating their saffron cake or whatever. Shout out to my British followers. While they're eating their saffron cake at, at Elon Cafe, they're slipping a couple of G's in UEFA's pockets. But not a couple of G's, but a couple of millions. We don't know.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. And make a very bold and wild prediction, my friend. Like I said, Spurs taking City, right? They're into the semifinals, and we suspect that Juventus is going to go through against Ajax. So, it's going to be Tottenham against Juve, hopefully, in the semifinals, because that's on our side of the bracket. And I say that Spurs are going to get revenge over last year's blunder, where they effed up against Juventus in the round of 16, and we go on to the Champions League final, just like Liverpool did last year. I don't know who we're going to verse. We might even verse Barcelona. It could be like, you know how last year was Real Madrid-Liverpool?
Yeah.
It could be a similar scenario and be the opposite, which is Barcelona versus Tottenham. I think we can go to the final. And depending on who we get, I think we could win it. I'm being hella optimistic because we're not doing so hot in the Prem. So why not put all our eggs in one basket?
If only I had your optimism in life as you have your optimism in Spurs.
Hey man, I'm with them on this ride, man. This doesn't happen too often, so I'm all in. I'm here. Take my chips, whatever. Hit me. I have a 17, and the dealer is showing a 10, and I'm gonna take a hit. Deal me that 4 for the 21. Blackjack, baby. Even though it's not blackjack, it's 21.
But it's still 21. What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
Hey, easy over there. But. Damn, man, what a Champions League. It's going to be so unpredictable, so entertaining to watch. I just love it. I feed for this kind of stuff.
You live for this thrill.
I live for this thrill. Just like Nitro, top, and then you just drop.
The first drop. For our international followers, Nitro is a roller coaster in a theme park called Six Flags. It's the worst place in the world.
No, it's not. You just don't like roller coasters, Anton.
You don't like heights.
You get scared when you go up the stairs, damn it.
We have to go on a flight together in the end of the summer.
I see you going up the stairs holding the banners.
By the way, promise me one thing.
What?
When we go away in the summer.
Yeah.
Hold my hand because we have a layover. We have to take off twice.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Just hold my hand.
Please. I'll just give you something to knock you out.
Please.
I got you.
Yeah. Also, folks, I don't like flights much. When I was working for a different company last year, I had to fly to Chicago by myself. First flight, no friends, no family. You can already imagine. And no alcohol either.
What was it, 3 hours?
It was a 3-hour flight, yeah.
That's not bad.
Still.
Yeah, for you, it seemed like a whole day.
Yeah. That was... There's a funny anecdote. You know what? I promise next time we start the next episode's pod, I'll start with that story.
Okay, good.
Because there's a Serbian chick involved that's like really weird and everything. So,
Anton, as I think The Rock would say, when the dust settles... and the smoke clears, you'll be aight.
Okay, moving on to the Europa League.
Moving on to the Europa League. You guys got a Slavia Praha, man.
Yeah,
don't
I know.
Count them out. They just beat Sevilla.
I know.
They knocked out Sevilla. That's huge.
That is huge.
4-3 on aggregate, and they went into extra time. Did you see Munir's goal?
What was that?
Oh my god, bro. Look at the highlights. Munir's goal, it was like a volley from like 25 yards out, and they must have been going like 100 miles per hour.
All right, we're going to have to put this on mute, too. I don't want to get...
absolute rocket.
I don't want to get, what's it called?
Munir al-Haddadi, that's it, right there, the first one.
Let's go on a Twitter one, because
oh my god, bro. Look at that. What a strike in capital letters.
Not available in your location. Thanks, PT Sport.
Thank you. What is this, twitter.com?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hold on. Well, when there's a will, there's a way, man. Where there's a will, there's a way.
When there's WWW, World Wide Web, there's anything is possible. You just go to videos. Go to videos.
Yeah, but I don't even know.
Come on, man. You know,
I've had a long day.
It's the 21st goddamn century. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Hold on. It's gonna, cause
just to type in versus Slavia.
Yeah, versus Slavia.
There you go.
It's so hard to
versus
get.
Versus saliva.
So
here we go. Hit that. 24 seconds. Beautiful. YouTube. Don't tell me it's not available in our location now.
Oh, there we go.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Bro. Are you kidding me? Look at this replay.
That's embarrassing for them.
And Munir, man, like, coming from Barcelona. Look at this. Bang! Hoo! I get goosebumps every time I see it.
That's a good goal.
That shit curved and everything, and he hit it on the attire. As we call it, we say it in Arabic.
A tire.
With the swipe!
But yeah.
That's a whole other topic we should go into. Commentary.
Oh, yes.
Arabic commentary is hilarious, but sometimes
we'll write that down. That talking point for next episode, because we're booked on talking points today.
Commentary.
We'll talk
about it.
Next talking point for next pod, I promise.
Chelsea destroying Dinamo Kiev.
This was the team that gave us a very hard time in the Champions League 3 years ago. And I just want to point that out.
Well, they didn't score a goal on you, right? Wow, 8-0 on aggregate.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed. Giroud with the hat-trick.
Ruby Loftus-Cheek. When he's healthy, he's an absolute unit.
Yep.
He's...
Your boy Callum Hudson-Odoi scoring again in the Europa League.
Yo, bro, Sarri, rotate.
And he is.
And... finally, we have a role for Kovacic.
What is it?
Jorginho's backup.
Really?
He's better on that role.
Like a more defensive?
No, as the playmaker.
Oh, yeah, he is a good playmaker.
Yeah, he's not good number 8 or...
Like box to box?
Yeah, he's not a good number 8 or hybrid 10 or whatever.
So he just stays up more.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's better at that. He is better at that.
But like, I after seeing the first leg, I expected it to be difficult. The second leg over there in Ukraine, but that wasn't the case.
You guys survived in the cold. Yeah.
And but unfortunately, Zappa Costa got injured, barely plays, but he's a good backup. He's a good backup to have. He got injured, unfortunately, due to the Ukrainian pitches. They're not the best.
Damn.
But onto the, what's it called? We got a good going. We rested up the main squad in time for Everton this week. So let's see what's going. Benfica, as expected, they beat Dynamo Zagreb 3-0. Dynamo Zagreb got a red card.
Yep, and it was funny because Zagreb had the first leg advantage with the 1-0 win. So props to Benfica. Now look at that. It could be Porto in the Champions League final and Benfica in the Europa League final.
Yeah.
So props to the two big teams in Porto and Portugal.
They're doing big things.
You're doing big things in the quarterfinals of these two great competitions.
Yep. What happened to Inter, man?
Inter Milan.
What happened to
this
Inter?
This is why everyone would be in the, back when we were in the Champions League group stage, everyone's like, yo, no, Tottenham are trash, bro. You guys aren't going to get out of the group. Inter and Barcelona through easy. Eintracht Frankfurt won. Inter, 0.
Inter still have, yo.
I sound like that career season, mode guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Spalletti got to go.
Spalletti got to go.
I think.
Who's going back?
Conte?
Mourinho. Oh, yeah.
Mourinho. It has to be. They have the players that fit his style and philosophy of football.
Yep.
He's a god over there in Inter Milan. He won them the first Italian treble. Because we all know, now that Zidane is in Madrid.
He's not going nowhere.
I don't think Conte would go to...
Inter?
Inter, because if the Juventus job is opening up soon.
Is it? They said Max Allegri is still gone, right?
Everyone's saying Allegri's out.
But it's still not confirmed. And especially if he wins the Champions League, which all Juventus fans want to happen, he might stay.
We don't know. No, they still want him out.
Still?
They still want...
Damn, Juve fans.
They're just tired of the same philosophy of football. They want change.
I hear.
So, all signs are pointing to...
Mourinho back to Inter.
Yeah.
The wonderful homecoming.
Exactly.
Will it happen? Probably we'll find out in
we'll
the summer.
We'll find out
maybe
in the
even
summer.
Sooner. Probably. By the way, props to Eintracht Frankfurt, who's the only German team left in the major competitions. And I have to give props to their front three. You may know two out of the three names. Jesus, I can't speak. Luka Jovic.
Yeah.
Ante Rebic.
Yep.
And this guy named, I think, Sebastian Haller.
Sounds familiar.
He's like a really tall striker.
Nope.
But those three have been causing absolute chaos in the Bundesliga and now on the European stage. And you never know, man. Eintracht Frankfurt could win the freaking Europa League. What a fairy tale story that would be.
That would be.
They're never in this competition.
Speaking of fairy tales, not all fairy tales come to a good end. Rennes. They lost your boys at Rennes. They couldn't do the work for the homies.
I would have been a Stade Rennes fan if they would have knocked out Arsenal in the round of 16 of the Europa League.
It's a damn shame what happened.
It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. 3-0. Aubameyang with the Black Panther mask as a celebration on one of the goals. Did you see the fans, by the way? I saw a video of the Stade Rennes fans like storming the streets and like chanting with their heart out. So props to the fans that you know gave a good showing, that made the away trip over there.
Yep.
But unfortunately, your Europa League comes to a halt.
Yeah. Next year, guys. Next year.
Tear up
league up for us.
Yep.
Villarreal beat Zenit. That was expected.
They already beat them 3-1 out.
Zenit has been having a shit year.
Yeah.
So this is expected. Villarreal was going to win.
Yep. What's the Europa League draw? You guys got who?
We got
Chelsea got who?
Slavia Praha. You just mentioned this. We got Slavia
Praha. Oh, we forgot to mention Red Bull versus Napoli.
Napoli are still through, but Red Bull
barely.
But Red Bull gave it their all.
Yeah,
they
man.
They still fought to the death.
Just because that one away goal that Napoli scored, they're through. They're through on the 4-3 aggregate, and now that the draw came out, I thought it was gonna be Chelsea versus Napoli in the next, just to spice things up.
Yeah.
But I would love to see a Chelsea versus Napoli Europa League final. It just sounds like so appealing. And you know, this is still a UEFA competition, so you never know. Did they do the same thing with like the brackets on like one side? Yeah. Is Napoli on your bracket or no?
No, Napoli's not on our bracket. If we beat Slava Praga, we either face Benfica or Eintracht.
Yo, Chelsea versus Benfica semifinal. Ooh, they got the Spanish one. Villarreal versus Valencia. I like that.
Yeah.
Napoli Arsenal is going to be really good too. Interesting. That's very interesting.
Europa League's gonna be fun to watch. Semifinal, quarterfinals are gonna be ones to watch.
They're all entertaining.
Yeah.
Eintracht and Benfica. That could go either way. I'm not counting
on Slavia Praga as the way they took out what's it called? Sevilla. And also Chelsea's form is still very volatile too.
But you guys have been doing good in the Europa League, so
thank God. But we'll just keep where we're at right now. I don't want to jinx anything, but we'll see what happens. We'll see. I'm gonna take predictions right now.
Yep.
Napoli's gonna edge Arsenal.
I agree.
Eintracht is going to shock Benfica.
Interesting, okay.
Chelsea barely edging it against Praga.
I see that.
And Valencia to Villarreal. But Villarreal is going to put up a fight.
I see that. So Valencia versus Napoli possible in the one semifinal. And then Chelsea versus Eintracht.
Yep.
You got to chew your vitamins, say your prayers, or whatever the hell that guy says, Hulk Hogan.
Don't disrespect his name like that. All right? Right. Hulk Hogan is an American hero and a patriot. God damn it.
I am a real American.
Yes, people. Wrestling is still real to me. Right. And it will always be real to me.
All right. Let me just go on a limb. I know we're going to go to Pharaoh's, I don't know what we're going to call it. Pharaoh's squared circle, for example. But I have to go off and everybody that says, oh, bro, did you just find out that wrestling is fake? So are all your other movies and shows.
Thank you!
So are all your other movies. Game of Thrones is fake. The Office is fake. Family Guy is fake.
You want to talk about a show that's really, really fake?
What?
And it's also a shitty, terrible show that's probably going to piss off a lot of people. Friends. Friends is a terrible show.
No, it's not.
One of the most overrated, garbage, piece of shit shows I've ever had to sit through an episode of. It makes me commit suicide. I wish I was in a POW camp getting my limbs ripped off me in North Korea, then watch Friends. It's not funny. It is the avocado toast of TV shows. Completely useless, completely bland, and completely tasteless.
Slow down. Easy. Back up from the
Netflix
mic.
Is in debt because they spent so much money to keep that stupid show for another year.
You sound like Batista. Give me what I want!
Give me what I want! And I want it! I want it!
Slobber all over the mic while you're at it.
I should have gone to a wrestling school in Canada and become a wrestler.
Why not? You're still young, bro. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Tag team champions of the world. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
But yeah, man, that's all for the Champions League and the Europa League. Do you want to do some Prem preview?
Not yet. I want to talk about talking points for
today. I like that. Let's do that.
Let's do talking points for today. So today, I don't know if you've all heard about this. What happened during an Aston Villa... Birmingham game.
Absolutely atrocious.
It was terrible. Like, pretty much guys, like, it was during a derby. Things get really heated.
Yeah.
But someone...
dumbass fan.
Literally.
Jumped off of his seat.
And just decks him.
Decks him from behind, too. Yeah. He didn't even see him coming.
Yeah.
And it was like a clubbing blow.
Yeah, and all the play... He could have got knocked... He could have got, out cold for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But no, poetic justice. Jack Grealish, game-winning goal, wins the game. But I don't want to talk about the game-winning goal or the game itself. I want to talk about the fans.
Yep.
In this age of social media, do we take things too damn far?
We do.
My question is, with all this accessibility that we have to players through Twitter, Instagram, and accessibility into their personal lives, there's no, they don't keep things to themselves anymore. Especially because a lot of these players are young and they want to flex on the gram, for a better term. They want to flex to show off and everything. Exactly. Now everyone has a third eye into their lives and everything. At first it was a great idea, but now it's beginning to backfire.
Exactly.
Personal lives are being ruined. People are being stalked. People are being attacked. Certain players can't go to get lunch or a coffee anymore. They can't go to the bath. If they travel, say they had a bad flight, they want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can I take a picture with you, bro? This is called stan, in the internet called stan Twitter, when fans become so obsessed with a celebrity that, if something happens, they'll, threaten a celebrity. They'll threaten a celebrity or threaten their attackers, dox them. And it comes to the point where it just becomes really, really unsafe. And it also brings up my other question is that are we if this guy literally runs to the pitch, where was the security, right?
Unbelievable.
Could have killed him with a knife.
Exactly.
Like, do we take things too far? And when is enough enough, you know? Is what I guess what I'm trying to say is that how far before it's too late will these fans take it before someone
gets really hurt?
Yeah.
See, I also, you know, those are great points, and I also have to shout out Jack Grealish, because Jack Grealish, you know, he reacted in a way that I probably would have never reacted.
Yeah.
If somebody, some dumbass fan comes from behind and clubs me out of nowhere, I would have probably flipped out, probably would have struck, you know, striked back, and that would have caused even more chaos and fines and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So props to Jack Grealish for keeping his cool in that situation. But I don't know what the FA or whoever's in charge has to do, or just in general, FIFA, have to do and really hone down on some of these fans.
First off, like, it's going to ruin it for everyone, you know?
Exactly.
Now they're going to stop selling alcoholic games.
Which is dumb.
we don't know if they're going to turn all Premier League stadiums back to, like, the 80s, where they put fences around, like Signal Iduna Park now has.
Yeah.
Like, because some of these ultras are absolutely stupid.
Crazy, yeah. Like, it might end up being that, like... which
in
is
Egypt,
a shame.
Isn't it like that in Egypt right now after the Port Said riots?
Yeah, the tragedy.
Yeah,
there hasn't been. They just recently started getting it back after what, like almost 10 years now.
Yeah, that was more politically charged. But this is just like over stupidity. Oh, this guy didn't score a goal. He scored a goal on my team. I'm gonna hit him.
Yes, it's so stupid. And they haven't had fans in the Egyptian Premier League in you know, like I said, almost 10 years, and it's because of all that chaos where, you know, I think it was 72 or 74 fans got killed in just a riot on the field.
For no reason. People just take things way too far.
Exactly.
And I get it. Soccer is a form of escapism.
Exactly.
Yeah, you had a rough day and everything, but it's not your life to the point where you have to ruin yours or someone else with it. Also, which brings up my next point.
Yeah.
I get players are people too.
Mm-hmm.
They might want to do the same things you and I do, and one of them is having social media.
Yeah.
But is them having social media good for their overall mental health? Take a player, for example, Alvaro Morata.
Yeah.
Every time he scored a goal, like ruthless Chelsea fans or just trolls that are Arsenal fans.
Oh, you finally scored. Oh.
No, they pretty much spammed his comments to the point where he'd have to like you can't comment on his pictures anymore.
Yeah.
And after a while, it fucks with a player's head.
I'm sure.
So it's like, it comes to the point where, like,
is it okay to even just... I think if you're going to be a professional football player, you shouldn't be getting any of these fancy haircuts. You should be lacing up a good old pair of black boots. You should be wearing those tiny short shorts. That's not the times anymore.
That's not the culture.
The culture changed.
We're a very consumerized culture now.
I say if you want to have social media and you want to just have the enjoyment of posting pictures and, you know, being excited about whatever's happening, post the pictures and disable your comments if that's what you really want to do.
Yeah.
It's an option. All you have to do is click a button. So, you know, I guess that's the only adjustment that can be made now. But I actually wanted to bring it back. And you were saying, you know, it's endangering, like, you know, almost the players' lives.
Welfare. And also, like, you're giving a little bit too much personal info.
Exactly.
Like, you ever, like the song Stan by Eminem.
Yeah.
Dear Slim, I wrote you. But then, like, there are fans like that take shit too far.
I'm sure.
Especially on Twitter. Twitter is the cancer of the internet, man.
Yeah.
You go on that shit, and you just see some of the most cancerous fan bases, and they'll dedicate their whole pages
to the comment or whatever they want
to
do.
Morata Twitter forever, and then they're not even real, like, say Chelsea fans. They'll jump team wherever Morata goes. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
It's unbelievable.
I hate to be picking on Alvaro Morata, but he's like the perfect
example of what's going on,
and a sign of our times, because he's just an easy target for all these trolls and fake and fair weather fans.
Yeah. I want to, you know, you mentioned a player like Alvaro Morata. Another player that had, like, literally hell with a similar situation was Fabio Quagliarella. I can't even say his name.
Quagliarella.
Yeah, something like
that. Something like that.
You guys know him. He's on Sampdoria, the Italian striker, veteran. But this guy apparently, I don't know if you've ever played for Napoli.
I'm pretty sure he did it way back in the day.
So I think when
let's look it up right now.
Yeah, I think when he played for Napoli, he literally had a stalker, and that was like stalking his house and stalking his every move. And he literally, I think, gave him a life or death sentence, pretty much, to do whatever he said. And the guy had hell.
Yeah.
He, yes.
Played
there
at
you
Napoli,
go.
Yep.
2009, 2010. That was probably like his shittiest year on...
He only had 11 goals that season.
Exactly. So, I'm sure because of this, Stalker was like... I think it was because he didn't want him to join, or there was something going on, but this Stalker gave this footballer a living hell.
Yeah.
And all I want to say is props to this man, because now he's resurrected his career. He has, over 50-plus goals now in his revamped career at Sampdoria. So props to a player like him, because, you know, it's just so tough to see these players going through something like that.
Yeah.
When all you're supposed to do is lace up a pair of boots and play the sport that you love, that you're so good at.
Exactly.
So,
and get paid and bang your hot wife after. But I digress.
I'm talking about what happens on the pitch.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to add to the comedic effect. It's a depressing conversation. I'm trying to, like, make our viewers laugh.
Yeah. No.
Make them laugh, man.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to get some facts. Man. I'm trying to get some facts into this.
Alright. Speaking of facts, we could be fake news after all of our assumptions about Mourinho going to Real Madrid, because he is back. Zinedine Zidane appointed the new manager of Real Madrid, second time, 6 months after he left, with a three-year contract?
I think it's like 2022
something like that. Mind you, my guy came in to the press conference looking like that he was the man and he knew he ran the place.
Yep.
You tell me what kind of coach comes in with a pair of skin tight jeans and a blazer that don't fit and a pair of Stan Smiths. I'll tell you who Zinedine Zidane was.
Sounds like you as a coach.
I wouldn't wear skinnies though.
You would probably wear the Stan Smith though.
I would wear the Stan Smith with the suit, but I wouldn't wear the skinnies. But actually, I've been on an Air Force One kick lately.
Really?
I've been on an Air.
The PSG ones in the last one.
No? That was the Nike. That was the Air Jordan ones. But bad. I do have a pair of Odell Air Force Ones. I bought them before he went. He got traded from the Giants.
What color are the shoes? Brown?
No, they're. I had that one coming.
Yeah.
I had that one. No, but they're gray, like a snakeskin design. They're the utility ones. They're not the ones with laces, like the one with like the clip-on thing.
Yeah.
And they have like a Tiffany green bottom.
Okay.
It's dope. It's very Odell. I like it because I got it below retail on StockX.
Nice.
Great for you sneakerheads after all.
But let's go back to Zidane.
Yeah, but like, only he could get away with that. And plus, he was promised, according to the rumors in all the papers, he was promised 3 marquee signings in the summer.
He already got one. Eder Militao from Porto. Young 21-year-old defender. Brazilian.
A much-needed defender to put next to Varane.
Yeah.
And he's also a decent cover at right back, but his bread and butter, his piece de resistance.
His main game.
is center back.
Yeah.
But that also opens another elephant in... That also, like, we have to talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Hazard.
He out.
I knew you were going to say it.
He out.
Exactly. Especially with Zidane coming back.
He out.
He would love to play under him, probably.
He out.
And
all I'm saying is that give us Asensio.
Or Isco.
No, Isco loves to play under Zidane.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Give us Asensio and $70 million in cash, and I'll be okay.
You know who I see you guys getting, actually? I see you guys getting Hummus.
Hell no!
Because he's going to go back to Real Madrid.
No.
And I don't think Bayern fans want him.
No.
According to our friend Schalke, he plays like a turtle.
Yeah.
So.
I know that we have a good chance of keeping Kovacic because he barely played under Zidane.
Yeah.
So we have a good chance of keeping Kovacic.
Okay.
And plus, because we're going to get to go to the court of arbitration, they're going to do the same thing with Atletico did, the freeze the transfer ban, where they do their own investigation.
Let me ask you this. Is the freezing of the transfer ban, are you guys allowed to swap? Like, if Hazard goes...
Yeah, we're allowed to swap. We're allowed to just do business. We're allowed to do business.
But not buy. You're not allowed to...
We could buy. Atletico bought.
No, like, with this ban, you're not allowed... I thought that was... You're not allowed to buy anybody.
With this ban right now, we have, but we're going to appeal to, instead of FIFA, because they rejected our beer. That same thing happened with Atletico.
Yeah.
Then they went to the court of arbitration or appeals or whatever.
So you think it's going to get overturned?
It's not going to... Right now, Atletico is frozen.
Okay.
Because they're doing their own investigation on Atletico.
I see.
Compared to FIFA's. They're going to do the same thing with us, hopefully, if all goes well.
Okay, gotcha.
So that way we can keep Kovacic. Maybe keep Higuain to keep Sarri's bald ass happy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if the ban is still on, can you guys do a swap
deal? I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Very highly doubt it.
I think you guys can only sell.
Yep, we can only sell if the ban's still instated. But hopefully it's not. Hopefully it's frozen by the summer, so we keep Kovacic. And hopefully we get Asensio as has a replacement.
That would be an insane signing. Asensio, I'd be happy. And Asensio and Pulisic as two new signings. That's
from Asensio fresh Pulisic. Blood there. Well, Asensio at number 10.
Yeah. Pulisic on the right.
Yep.
Who's out on the left?
Callum Hudson-Odoi.
He plays on the left? I thought he plays more on the right.
Well, we're putting him on the right because Hazard, obviously.
Okay, got you.
But Callum Hudson-Odoi on the left.
And then your boy up top, Giroud.
I don't even care about the striker situation anymore, man. I don't even care, man. In the back, I'd rather. This is the perfect team to go to a 4-2-3-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's go back to Zidane. He's not going to do anything extraordinary this season because this is like the season's lost.
Okay.
They might just start winning games at the end because these players want to play for Zidane. They like Zidane. But this is going to be this team is going to be a different team next season.
Correct.
Cuz you could tell Real Madrid's going to make a bunch renovation, of marquees. Yeah. Also, Mbappe. One thing I could see that happening. Mbappe or Neymar.
Yeah.
Or Hazard.
If they get Hazard, then I don't think they would go for Neymar.
They would go for Mbappe.
Yeah, exactly.
They would go for Mbappe. 100%.
Either Hazard or Neymar, and definitely Mbappe. I'd say that.
But all I'm saying is, I'm super duper happy that Zidane is back, because that means one thing and one thing only.
Marcelo stays?
No, not Marcelo. I don't care about Marcelo. He's going to Juventus.
Who?
Courtois benched.
Oh, yeah.
Because he favors
Navas.
Yes. And Keylor didn't deserve what happened to him.
Oh, 100% no.
He did not deserve it.
100%
He deserved better.
So, Navas in, Courtois out.
Yes, out! You piss off Chelsea fans.
You piss off Atletico fans. And now you're going to be riding that good old bench.
Yeah, and then, like, every time if you ever visit Chelsea at the Champions League, or if you ever visit Atletico during La Liga or Champions League, they're all gonna be laughing at you.
Exactly.
You dirty rat snake.
And you could hop on the bench with our producer Gad, who's always sitting on the right side of the bench. That's his favorite position, apparently.
Yeah, man, right side, man.
Yo, what are you playing today? I don't know, man. Probably right bench again. Gad, what are you saying? But yeah, man, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens in the transfer window of the summer. I think a lot of things are gonna happen, including Tottenham actually finally spending some money. We'll find out. Because, by the way, the Champions League first leg, it's going to be in the new stadium.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
So I think that's going to give us another edge. I just went back to the Champions
League.
All right.
So, on to Premier League this week. We got a bunch of games postponed.
Yeah, so let's go to the ones that... I think we previewed this already.
We
previewed it. Remember I said Fulham is going to shock Liverpool?
Yes.
We previewed this.
So we don't... Yeah, we could just wait.
Yeah. International break. I think there's only a couple. I think it's a bunch of like European Championship qualifiers.
We could do some
content on that next one.
We could do
a lot of like talking points and then like incorporate the.
I love how they're finding out our plans right now. For some sucker right now is like, I want to make a podcast. Let me write down a plan. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
We're genuine, honest, and open.
Yes.
And you will be aight.
Be aight indeed.
Anton, any last comments before we hear from our lovely sponsor, Anchor?
No. As of now, no. Enjoy the sponsor message, because if you want to ever start a podcast, this is a great platform to start on.
Yep.
And
you'll hear more about it from our sponsor.
Also, if you're ever wondering what if these two
goons,
goose, whatever you want to call us, can do it, you can too. Whether if you want to talk about...
anything.
Yeah. You could do it.
Listen, and you'll find out.
From everyone here at Pharaoh's Halftime, thank you as always.
Follow us, Pharaoh's Halftime 10 on Instagram.
We're not going on Twitter and Facebook.
No.
Too much work. We barely have time for that. We have other things to do.
But what we do have time for is appreciating all you guys. We love you. Keep listening to us. Keep spreading the word. We apparently have international followers, Anton, which is pretty lit.
I want to shout them out. Hold on. Keep this busy while we go.
We have, I think, some in Mexico, right?
We do have some in Mexico.
We have a few in Italy, believe it or not.
A few in Italy.
A few in...
We saw one in Barbados.
That's
good. Actually, I have it right now. We have...
Sweden.
Shout out to all of our followers in the good old US of A.
Yep.
Mexico, Sweden, Barbados, the Republic of Moldova, Italy, and Australia. Thank you as always. We love you. Keep supporting us. Spread the word. We also have supporters from Germany.
Yep.
I think they listen through Spotify, though.
Correct.
So,
whatever platform, just listen, spread the word, and enjoy the show, folks. From Anton and myself. See you next time.
Stay blessed, y'all.
Peace.